And I went to the funeral. People didn't ever knew she had a son. Mary Claire O'Sullivan was the name. All Irish, little Irish lass, yeah. Knocked up by a Jewish band leader. There's a story right there for you. And then my dad, the reason he had to quit his band because he had this kid, this me, this little bastard running around. And so he had to quit the music business and he ended up being a salesman. And he worked with John Hancock, a John Hancock insurance company, and several other things that, I mean, people told me that he was such a great salesman, he could sell rubbers to the Pope. I mean, you know, he was, I mean, really, he could really, you know, he was the original fried ice cream guy. You know, he, you know, he'd sell, he'd see, you could fart and he'd sell the gas, you know. No, yeah, his asshole never pinged. You know, he just, the gas was free. After the divorce, my mother moved up upstate New York and I stayed there, stayed with my father. And we went to, I went to the local high school and we were called the Dirty Boys because we had blue jeans, rolled up blue jeans and Garrison belts and Lucky Strikes up in the t-shirt up in the right-hand corner. And what happened was they all came from New York City. After World War II, everybody bought houses out in Long Island. So these different gangs from New York, as kids, as their parents moved up to the Long Island, they were.